The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
So underrated. Radio
X. Thanks for listening to the Evening Show podcast. I'm Gordon Smart with producer Finn Rye. Finn.
Hello, you right?
So we've been on an amazing run of new music recently, haven't we?
It's all getting very exciting, isn't it?
Yeah, Vampire Weekend and Falls. Now the festivals are beginning to be announced. Mm. Big one this week with Reading and Leeds.
Totally.
Oh, I can't wait. Are you going to go to Reading and Leeds this year?
I went in for a day a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like one of those things where I feel like I'm too old for it. But then it's when you
don't
go.
Finn, you're 10 years younger than me.
But then when you go, it's so much fun.
I know.
So much fun. And it's a good. Well, it's exciting because Royal Blood have been announced.
Well,
haven't they?
Anywhere Royal Blood play, I want to go and see them because they're such a good live band. So yeah, we've been talking about them this week. And on the podcast, more new music, Good Cop, Bad Cop. And that's Joe Carnell, who was in Melbourne with Matt Helders, his first ever producing gig. And you know what, Finn? We've been. Remember, he released that little bit of music promoting the local restaurant.
That's right. And it was kind of synthy 80s.
Yeah, it was a sign of what was to come.
Well, I really like this single, and it sort of came out of nowhere, and it's great.
What I'm interested in is how Sheffield talent can be taken into the sunshine of Los Angeles, and then fired through a prism, and this is what comes out. We've got all of that, and a classic album, which means an awful lot to me. We're going back to 1978. 40 years ago, Parallel Lines and Blondie, but it still sounds fresh, doesn't it?
It's a great record, but it was really nice, because I think everyone knows that album, everyone knows the songs on it.
Yeah.
It was nice investigating it, because it was all a bit, their producers slagged them off, really.
Well, here's a little bit of an industry secret that we will share just on the podcast. Mm. A lot of musicians talk about them sometimes not being the best musicians in Blondie.
Well, so, I think it was all about attitude rather than how good they could play the instruments.
I think maybe New York brings quite a lot of that. And around that time, that was kind of a punk ethos, wasn't it? A punk spirit. You'd
have to
be brilliant your instrument if you could write the songs. But we get underneath the skin of that in the podcast today. So have a little listen to Parallel Lines, Blondie, our classic album. Enjoy!
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Radio X.
I've got something very exciting for you tonight involving the man playing the pots and pans on that song. Matt Helders, of course, having his first little dabble in a project where he's producing away from Arctic Monkeys, and he's been getting teased for the last few weeks. I've been following it very closely, and it's with a very, very dear friend of his as well, Joe Carnell Jr., who you will know from Melbourne fame. I think they used to be neighbours back in the day, and right now Joe is on FaceTime with us all the way from Sheffield, Yorkshire. You all right, Joe?
Good evening. All the way from Sheffield. It's not a different country, mate.
Listen, I've just got to explain. They just seem to think we're all in London, so I've got to say you're in Sheffield.
No, I'm in Sheffield, yeah. Freezing up.
Is it, how horrible is it in Sheffield at the moment?
It's a bit frosty, yeah. It took me 10 or 15 to get out of my car today.
I tell you what, though, Joe, you've got the beard to keep you warm for the weather. It is a formidable beard.
Stuff in the summer. Got my own air conditioning unit, do you know what I mean?
Good man. Listen, Joe, I've been following this really closely because a lot of my friends have been telling me this is coming. So it's called Good Cop, Bad Cop, and it's your first little dabble with Mr. Helders. Would you tell us the story about how it came together?
Yeah, I've known Matt for 15 years. So like when the Monkeys were doing their thing and just exploding, we previously, like a year or two, as in Melbourne, we played with them in pubs and whatnot in Sheffield, so both bands were around at a similar time. So I'd known him ever since that, really, and obviously we were close mates through that, but a few years later on, we sort of lived opposite each other, we spent a bit of time together, and I kind of knew that he was into the music I was making maybe a couple of years ago when I started writing this record, and I just thought, you know what, I'll send it him, see what he thinks, not with a view to for him to produce it, just I wanted his opinion, and all of a sudden we started talking almost accidentally about, yeah, why don't I go over there and we'll convert his garage and we'll make a record.
Now listen, Joe, I think it must have been about a year ago we heard a mad bit of production that Matt had done on something for, like, I think it was a local restaurant in Sheffield, and we loved the sound of it, so he was obviously having a little tinker about. But what is he like as a producer, you know, what did he bring to the party for you?
Firstly, I mean, I was living next door to his garage, which then became studio, so an amazing host, took me around LA and looked after me, like, obviously a mate would, but he's such a good person. And it was so relaxing. I mean, I've made quite a few records now, he's made even more and spent even more money making them. So we kind of get how to do it, and we weren't... The best thing about it is the clock's not ticking in terms of money. Mm-hmm. We're not paying anybody. You know, these big studios we've been in before, particularly himself, there's no massive bill to pay at the end. So it was so relaxed. And I think from that, if you've seen the images and the footage, you kind of get the sense that we just had a laugh for a month.
Yeah.
And hopefully that comes across in the tunes as well. But as a producer, it was great because they're my songs, so he let them breathe and then he chose the right point to intervene and sort of shape the sound. So I left a lot of the sounds to him because I thought, well, there's a reason, you know, he's done so well and I trust his opinion. So I kind of delivered the lyrics and the melodies, and he dealt with sort of the sonic aspect of it a bit more.
I tell you what, Joe, we've had a sneaky listen. We think it's absolutely brilliant. So first off, well done. I think it's class. And this is the first time we've played it on Radio X, so it's a proper exclusive. Really appreciate you giving us the first chance to play this.
Heard it, mate. So I'm bricking it over here.
So this is a world exclusive for the very first time on Radio X or anywhere else in the world. Never mind Los Angeles, never mind Sheffield either. We're having a proper world. Scotland gets this as well, Joe. So here we go. This is Good Cop, Bad Cop, Silk and Leather, Matt Herlders and Joe Carnell. This is the first play. Have a little listen to this.
Radio X.
Right, something I'm really, really excited about. I don't know if you noticed this, but The Who have announced a massive, massive gig. They will be playing Wembley Stadium in the summer. It's fantastic news, this. Really, really pleased about it. One of the best live bands I have ever seen. I saw them at the Albert Hall a few years back, and they had Eddie Vedder on stage, and it sounds like he will be involved as well. So, 6th of July 2019, that's the date you need to remember. Pearl Jam frontman Eddie Vedder. Special guests. Who else is in there? Quite a few others. I think the Kaiser Chiefs are involved as well, and I'm sure there will be more to be announced. It will be an outstanding day. So what I've got, Tuesday the 29th of January, 4 p.m. will be your first chance to get tickets. So have a little gander. You will find them online. And I tell you what, as a little treat, Pearl Jam in just a second for you. And I've got The Who right now. This is outstanding. Who are you?
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Radio X.
Right, that was Good Cop, Bad Cop, a world exclusive for Radio X. Silk and Leather from Joe Carnell from Melbourne, you will remember, and Matt Helders as well, the drummer from Arctic Monkeys, in case you didn't know. Joe, one of the things we love most about doing anything relating to Arctic Monkeys is Clive Helders, Matt's dad, always gets in touch to tell us what he thinks of it before anybody else. Does Clive like it?
I've seen him a couple of times since. I don't think he's heard anything yet. So, Clive, do us a favour, mate, you know. On your head, this rests. But yeah, Clive will love it. He's such a good man, Clive.
Oh, he's a cracker man. So I'm hoping then, by the sounds of this tune, that there's going to be a bit of live action coming as well, hopefully with you and Mr. Helders. Can you give us any kind of a steer on what's happening with live plans?
Yeah, we're a tour's coming. We're going to announce it this Monday via like Instagram and social media and all that stuff. And that'll be in April. So unfortunately, I think Matt's probably in the other side of the world. I think he's got Australia with the Monkees, then he's South America. But I mean, it's hard because it's kind of not a duo, but it is, if that makes any sort of sense. Matt was so integral to making the record, and I couldn't have done it without him. But they are my tunes, so I've got to get on and do my thing. But I'm sure in the future, if the stars align, that it would be more than happy to get up and join him. But I can't put any more pressure. I can't ask for any more from him.
Excellent. So Joe, listen, when's the album coming then? That's the other thing I really need to know.
It's out in March, mid-March, I think. Have you got a date in front of you?
29th of March, my birthday, around that kind of time. Aye, just in time for that.
Now then, Gordon, we thought about... You know, you're into it, so happy birthday, man.
Nice one. Right, Joe, we'll hopefully see you at some point on tour as well. The music's fantastic. We love that song. Just one last thing. Are you more silk or are you more leather?
You dirty dog. It's probably silk by day, leather by night.
That's phenomenal stuff. Joe, listen, it's great to see you. All the best with this. I cannot wait to hear the rest of the album. So as soon as you've got it and you can share it, we're all for it.
Well, send it over.
The mighty Joe Carnell, you'll know him from Melbourne. He is back and he's going on tour this summer, and there's a new album coming from Good Cop, Bad Cop.
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Radio X.
We're getting excited about what I would describe as disturbances in the force, Vin. The festival force.
Well, festival season, I know it's February, but it's starting, isn't it? The lineups are starting to come out, the rumours are starting to get into people's heads.
Well, no, we're not ones to blow our own trumpet. But we do have a pretty good record of finding out when people are playing festivals, right? Now, let me tell you about something that happened 2 years ago now. We had Brandon Flowers on the show from The Killers, and I'd caught wind of a rumour that they would be playing a secret set at Glastonbury. It turned out that we weren't far off the mark. So here's what I asked Brandon 2 years ago. You say you're a people pleaser. There may be another gig lined up. Now, I'm going to give you a monkey rub and a Chinese burn. If you were here, I'd have you in a headlock. Are you going to be playing Glastonbury this year?
Say
you,
what?
You've got no idea what a monkey rub or a Chinese burn is.
I don't know
is.
What a monkey... a what?
Let me tell you. A monkey rub is if I got my knuckles and dragged it across your skull to make you say something. Or Chinese burns if I grabbed your wrist and twisted the skin either way. Basically, coercing you into telling me something. Unfortunately, you're not here right now, so I can't bully you into telling me. But I want to know if you're doing Glastonbury.
I think we're in Athens the day before, so I don't know. I don't even know if it's possible.
Oh, that's possible, isn't it? 2 hours on a plane.
It's across the water. And...
yeah, we're looking closely into Brandon Flowers' eyes right there, right now. And you know what happened there? The Killers played an incredible set in one of the tents, and I went along to see it. And I think it's the furthest away I've been from a stage, but still had about 20,000 behind me. It was unbelievable. I mean, it was incredible. And they basically played Hot Fuss, which was incredible.
Well, it was sort of the comeback, wasn't it?
It was amazing. It was a really tight set. They did about 50 minutes. Mm. It was in the scorching heat. I got really badly sunburned because we couldn't move.
Yeah.
And I remember we talked to them afterwards. We spoke to the Killers not long after that.
Yeah, well, they did that and then they'd done British Summertime as well, didn't they?
An amazing gig of British Summertime. Yeah. And you knew from the way they were talking. So the drummer, Ronnie Vannucci, said to us that he could hardly hear his drums because the noise was so big.
Yeah.
And at that point, I knew they were coming back to Glastonbury. This week, the rumours are abound. The bookie's favourite to headline Glastonbury, the Killers. What do you reckon, Vim?
Well, I've got to be totally honest. Yeah. This isn't like we're not trying to be funny here. We genuinely don't know anything.
Yeah.
This isn't like, you know, we're trying to plant a seed or whatever. All I've seen is the same story that everyone else has seen, that the bookies have slashed the odds.
Yeah.
But it would make sense. And it is very, very exciting.
It's been a good week for the old festival gossip as well, because Reading and Leeds was announced this week.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen a few bands on there we love, including Blossoms, who are on the second on the lineup, aren't they?
That's right.
Foo Fighters are on there as well. And on the Friday night, can't wait, Royal Blood.
Yeah, and I mean, that's exciting. We love Royal Blood. Everyone knows we love Royal Blood. Yeah. But it's a bit sort of, it's a bit out of the blue. I mean, they've not put anything out recently, have they? So
I've got a theory, Vin.
Yeah.
So they've announced dates in Holland.
Yep.
They've announced Reading and Leeds. They're not going to go and do that based on the last album. I suspect there's going to be a Royal Blood album in the summer that they will start playing around that.
I think we should start the rumour.
And you know what will happen? They'll go on stage at Glastonbury and they'll toast another number one album as they did 2 years ago, and we will all be seen as geniuses.
You heard it here first.
Yeah, well, let's play
and
Royal...
if it doesn't happen, you never heard it.
That's the beauty of this. It'll all be forgotten.
Radio X. The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart. The Evening Show. Classic album of the week. X.
I'm awash in a tsunami of nostalgia tonight. It's a belter. Classic album this evening from Blondie, Parallel Lines. It was released in September 1978, and our maths is finally correct. That is 40 years ago. It's the same age as me, pretty much, give or take a couple of years here or there. Apologies to anybody who also was lulled into that false sense of security of only being 30 years old earlier on. Very special memories. There's some of my earliest musical memories. Just, you might not need to know this, but just after bath time, this would get stuck on. Best way to dry off a small child is dancing to Parallel Lines by Blondie. Debbie Harry as well. Definitely my first crush as well, but let's not confuse those two innocent moments in my life. What are your memories, though, of Parallel Lines? Get in touch tonight, 83936 and at Radio X. Now, let me tell you all about it. Went straight to number one in the UK before it got anywhere in the US charts. It did finally reach number six in America, and it was their biggest American breakthrough moment as well. It sold over 20 million copies worldwide. Just think of that as a pile of albums sat in a room somewhere. That's huge. How about these for a list of tunes as well? Heart of Glass, Hanging on the Telephone, One Way or Another, Sunday Girl as well. It really is jam-packed with massive hits. Now, here's the thing. The recording sessions didn't sound like a lot of fun. The band got a new producer around the time. His name was Mike Chapman, and he was not impressed, to say the least. He thought everyone except the guitarist Frank were bad at their instruments. Bassist Nigel Harrison got so wound up, so frustrated, so angry at Chapman's criticism, he threw a synthesizer at him. You will never find a more 1978 music moment than that sentence. Now, Chapman, he held Debbie Harry back a little bit. He got her vocals to record in quite a sensible way. So what he did was he kind of got her to calm down a little bit, because I think she was quite temperamental. I'm choosing my words wisely here. Anyway, the caution around her recording sessions created a little bit more of a limited, breathy, precise sound, and it had that attitude and that control that made it really famous. Apparently, Debbie Harry was still writing the lyrics to a lot of the tunes as they were recording them. Can you imagine that? It just wouldn't happen now. The band said they were influenced by Kraftwerk and the soundtrack to Saturday Night Fever, which was massive at the time, and it helped to make a more poppy, a more accessible album. Got some great reviews, right? Q magazine said it had some middle eights more memorable than some groups' choruses. How about that? Now, let me know your thoughts one more time. 83936 at Radio X. Get in touch. They're already coming in. Remember Parallel Lines 1978? If you do, you've got a better memory than a lot of people that are sending messages in right now. Fantastic stuff. Let's have two songs from it. Heart of Glass and Hanging on the Telephone.
The Evening Show, classic album of the week. X. The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Radio X.
Evening Show, classic album of the week. X.
Parallel Lines 1978 is 40 years old. I think I've ruined producer Finn's night by telling him about dancing after bath time when I was a little boy. Hopefully not spoiled your night with that image either. Apologies. How about those two songs? Hanging on the Telephone. Did you know it was a cover? It was initially recorded by Jack Lee and The Nerves. And before that, I played you Heart of Glass, the perfect pop song in my book. It was the third single, huge international hit. It sold over 1.3 million copies. The original demo was a lot slower and the band called it The Disco Song. Apparently went through a lot of variations, including a reggae version at one point. Hear that in the background as well. Picture this. Lovely tune. Earlier on, Johnny Vaughan said that was his favourite Blondie tune. Rolling Stones agree. They said it was the tenderest new wave love song put to vinyl. Parallel Lines, though. Something's quite obvious about this album. That song isn't even on it. It was an unused track, didn't make the final cut. Thanks for all your messages about this tonight as well, really good. Joe and Bury St Edmunds. Evening Gordon, Heart of Glass was the first song I ever played when I got my first show on a local hospital radio show. Forever a place in my heart for that. Nice one, Joe. Love Blondie, perfect cure for a Monday, and a moody Monday at that, from Steph. And East End Glenn's been in touch. Blondie, they've survived the test of time. They certainly have, Glenn. Thank you for all those messages. What a classic album. Parallel Lines, 1978. Radio X.